Mark from the Mulzerah Police Station
good.
As well.
Good morning, David.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good. Back again. Back again every week.
You are heading to work today?
I am heading, yes. I know you did. Yes, I'm in my civilians at the moment, but I am heading to work. So if my boss is listening, I'll be in soon.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Of course your boss is listening. Yeah. We know that. Look, a lot of things happening, crimes around the weekend, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was a few incidents out Irimple on Saturday evening. But apart from that, really not a lot of crime, but... That one put, a bit of dampener on a few people's weekends. So there's certainly a few victims.
Question whether they're linked too, isn't there?
Oh, I'd suggest there's a fair chance they would be linked. It's sort of common sense. So there was three residential burglaries Saturday evening, all in the, I think it's called pronounced Bellevue Drive in Irimple, and an attempted burglary in the same street that night. So. Looks like the residents weren't home at the time. The offender has gone around to the back of the house and actually forced entry. So smashed a window or actually forced a door to get into the house. Not a lot stolen, just some jewellery from one of the residents. But it's not a good thing. Any burglary is not good.
No.
Irimple's having their fair share at the moment, certainly over the weekend.
It makes you feel uncomfortable in your own house.
It does.
It's probably the biggest issue.
That's right. I mean, it's our home is our castle, and, you know, it's bad enough being a victim of crime anyway. But if you come home and you found that someone's been into your house and rummaged through your possessions, it's not a good feeling, that's for sure.
No. Look, a couple of assaults that were... Talk about?
It was a 27-year-old female arrested and charged and bailed. That was Friday evening in relation to an assault matter. So once again, I suppose that's you could almost argue that assaults are worse than burglaries and thefts and things like that. I'd suggest they are.
They're not a personal thing.
Yeah, exactly. And you can always replace personal items. They're possibly insured, but when you're injured, those sort of things can leave scars for a long time. So she's been charged and bailed to appear at court. And last week we also had quite a few arrests in relation to outstanding warrants. So we're busy knocking on people's doors saying, hey, you forgot to turn up at court. And so we re-bailed about 13 people in the last week.
Or I know so. There was something on the news this morning.
Last Tuesday they had a special, I suppose, targeting these sort of the people who hadn't appeared at court. So warrants were issued by the court and... basically just making sure that they front up at court. So hopefully they do and get their matters dealt with and then hopefully can get on with their lives as well.
That's the issue, get the matter dealt with. You've done the wrong thing.
That's right.
Or maybe you haven't. That's the whole point.
Oh, exactly.
You go to court.
Exactly. Yeah, so, and these things aren't going to go away. So if there is anyone out there listening and you do have, you know, you have an outstanding warrant, you're better off coming into the police station rather than us coming and knocking on your door. It'll certainly, I'd suggest that works in your favour if you come and see us before we come and see you. So.
Now, what traffic around the weekend?
Yeah, over 1,000 random breath tests or PBTs conducted by our highway patrol over the weekend. So they did an awesome job working really hard. I think detected 2 drink drivers out of that 1,000. So I don't know what you read into that, whether that's a good or bad, but two people exceeding the alcohol limit.
And three speeders,
which is probably not unusual. I think we all drive around and we see other people. I certainly see it. They're overtaking me and I'm driving my own civilian car. So 3 speeders is not unusual. But apart from that, no other major traffic incidents over the weekend. So that was good.
That is good to hear. Look, just quickly getting back to the Irimple thing.
Yes.
You know, with burglaries there, it is a reminder to stay safe in your house, isn't it?
For sure. And especially...
Stay safe anytime.
That's right. Certainly wintertime, I know that, you know, well, we all know that it gets darker earlier. So if you're thinking of going out in the evening, leave a light on in your home. You know, it's 6 o'clock in the evening and these burglaries happened sometime in the evening. They didn't happen at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's pretty obvious if you're not home, if the house is in darkness, it's 6 or 7 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, it's a good telltale sign that there's actually no one at home. So just doing some basic things, really locking up and leaving a light on if you're going out in the evening, giving the impression that you are home. And then the one big thing we want to do is obviously catch these people who are doing these crimes. So if you saw something out there, let us know. And certainly in the future, if you see anything as well, contact us straight away if you see something suspicious.